paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. Welcome to another edition of Thought Police. This is the fourth episode.
Unbelievable. When will I be fired? I saw a picture of you with the guy who was whatever.
Yeah. O'Sullivan. Yeah, yeah. I ran into him last night.
Was that a message to me?
No.
I saw it as a message to me.
Absolutely not. No.
This is.
Saw him and I thought, I'm going to put this out because it'll wind a lot of people up.
And wound me up.
Not meant to wind you up.
He didn't mention it.
He didn't actually say, how's it going?
Did you fire him or did he say I'm busy or
pretty
whatever?
Pretty much, yeah.
You fired him. You fired him, yeah. That's the thing about you. You seem like a lovely, lovely guy. Probably nasty.
No.
Nasty.
Yeah.
You were in the newspaper game.
Nasty. Exactly. I mean, I was in the newspaper game. I had to once do a story.
Yeah.
They said to me, it was one of the old days of the News of the World.
Yeah.
You know, I had to find somebody who had a lot of plastic surgery done.
Yeah.
And I was in New York, and I found this woman in, I can't remember how I found her, but I found this
walking on the street in New York.
Queens, right?
Yeah.
And she'd had everything done.
Right.
She'd had her tits done, she'd had her earlobes done.
Because yeah.
She had these huge earlobes from big earrings.
The chains, back in the
Jewish,
day.
She was Jewish, actually. And,
I mean,
not that that's got anything to do with it, but
yeah.
She'd had face lifts, eye lifts, everything done, right?
Yeah.
And, I had to kind of befriend her and convince her that we were going to do this piece about her. And she had this young boyfriend, and he said, as long as you don't do a headline as slave to the scalpel, that'll be fine.
What? Has that been done before?
Well, I don't know, but that was kind of obviously the tenet of the piece. And it turned out, of course, that was the headline, slave to the scalpel.
But you didn't write the headline.
I didn't write the headline.
Right.
No.
But you got the blame for that.
But I got the blame. And then I couldn't, you know, in good old days, they didn't know where I lived, but they had my phone number.
Right.
And my phone was ringing off the fucking hook for like a week because they were threatening to kill me and all sorts of stuff. It was not good. But so you had to gain.
What did she think? Nobody noticed the plastic?
I think people who have a lot of plastic surgery think nobody knows.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you keep doing it? I mean, look at Madonna. Did you see the state of Madonna in the... did you watch the World Cup?
I didn't see it, but we've... Yeah.
I mean, I don't think any part of her now was she born with. Every single bit of her is now somehow plastic.
Well, it's like the comedian, what's his name, Ryan Logg. He says that women need a lot of time to get made up.
Right.
Whereas to go out on a date, we as men, we don't.
No.
Because we're born perfect. God made us perfect.
Well, we don't care.
That's a joke. You should listen to the joke and then just pause a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing your jokes is that I'm starting to get more and more annoyed that I don't get.
Are you getting annoyed?
No, I'm not. No,
right.
I don't get annoyed.
Do you think they're annoyed by this? I mean, I tell so few jokes, and this isn't even my joke. It's just.
I didn't think it was a joke. I thought it was real. This is the thing. I believe everything you say, right? So I assume that when you say it, it's not a joke. I assume you're saying it because you mean it.
Well, I prefer it the other way around.
Actually, I don't realize you're making a joke.
Really? I prefer it the other way around. I prefer people to think that I'm making a joke, because that way they won't know how horrible I'm actually thinking.
Right.
Like when I say women are horrible, I hope they think that I'm kidding.
How are we not there already? I mean,
I know, I'm sorry.
So soon into this podcast.
I'm sorry, because you told me not to discuss it.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that.
That's what it is.
It's your Achilles heel, though.
So is that guy, who's the people like the guy, but they liked his cursing, and they said, when is the cursing going to come?
We can curse more if you want.
I don't want to.
I don't particularly like to curse a lot. But he used to curse quite a lot.
I think he did. Did he do it intentionally?
But the thing is,
answer my question.
Okay.
Did he do it intentionally?
Probably, because I think a lot of people feel that when they're constrained by radio or television,
right,
and they can't swear, so when they suddenly get an opportunity to talk into a microphone and swear, they do it.
Right,
I think it's better actually not to.
Nobody notices if you don't curse.
No, also if you overcurse, it's too much of it, then people get turned off.
Yeah, they don't.
It's better if you do it fitfully, I think.
My mother used to always talk about that because back in the day when cursing was actually meant something.
Yeah.
And she would there was a guy who cursed on some game show in America. And she just would mention that every single...
She was horrified.
She was...
So she didn't swear then?
She said no. She did. She was horrible, my mother. She's a woman. She's horrible. She's dead now. Don't mention her.
See, my mother used to swear later in her... When I was a child, yeah. she never swore. But when she got older, she swore. But yeah. it's quite sort of meaningfully, I would say. She didn't swear a lot.
Yeah.
But she would just occasionally swear. She would go, bloody fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About something. You know, right. You would know that that was quite a serious thing.
Because when you have young children, yeah. you want to be on your best behavior.
Yes.
You know,
generally
so,
speaking, well, most people do.
And then after a while, you realize these kids are messed up.
Yeah.
There's no point in trying.
Yeah. There's no harm done.
Yeah, because they're already messed up already. You tried your best.
Did you really?
I did. I tried really hard. I was really good for about a year or two.
For a year or two, yeah. This is the thing. Yeah. You know, there are certain things frozen in your mind,
yeah.
there, of the way your children looked at you at certain points in their upbringing. Yeah. And there's a couple of those. Who's that?
Lemon.
Oh, right. Well, you can come and join us if you want. I'm only joking.
Sorry.
Hello.
That's all right.
He's not the ugliest man. He's not the ugliest man. He's not bad looking.
He's not the ugliest man. No, I didn't realize
he's only that. Only me.
I didn't realize there's competition.
Well, here's the point. The point right. is, when you have kids...
Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, I was saying, you remember those moments where... Because I did.
Yeah.
There are several moments where you just remember the look on their face.
Yeah.
Inevitably, it was probably a bad... time or a bad thing,
you know, yeah.
Because I had a couple of, you know, pretty not very pleasant breakups with the mothers yeah. of my children, and there were various moments when I remember just the way they looked at me as I was leaving, or as I was
yeah, yeah,
going
yeah.
down the door or going down the stairs with something because I was taking it into my car. You know what I mean? It's like I just.
But also, you were working at that time. Well, you're not
yeah,
working.
I was always working.
Yeah. See, with me, I stopped working because I thought these kids need my attention.
How can you not work? Did you have like money?
No, just I descended into unbelievable poverty.
Yeah.
Unbelievable poverty.
I see.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I see. I'm supposed to be like a Jew and money. I just couldn't stand the fact that my kids were not getting enough attention because I didn't get enough attention as a child.
Yeah.
So like here to think, but you're going off to work,
right?
So that's why you remember those moments.
Maybe.
Whereas with me, I was like a look because the mother of my children
did she work?
She was working.
Oh, so she were like a house husband.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she said to me, I don't respect that at all.
Somebody's working.
No. Women hate that.
I don't think men should do that. And in fact.
And I agree with you.
It's not a natural situation.
It is a natural situation, but women hate it so much you can't do it.
No, but I don't think men should do it, though, is what I'm saying. I don't think we're yeah. cut out to do that. We're not nurturing.
No, that's not true.
Whereas women are.
I disagree with that. You're saying we're not nurturing.
Well, I don't think we are. I mean, I can do children, like, on a part-time basis only.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, when I, for example, I think my second child was born.
Yeah.
In London, who's now living in California. And he...
show off.
And he... Well, Long Beach. It's not that great. You know? No, I've been... It's not Beverly Hills.
No, I know Long Beach. Yeah. Horrible.
It's not great. And
it might be better now, or probably not.
Well, actually, bits of it are kind of trendy now.
Oh, yeah.
But not, you know, in a good way. It's a bit like sort of Hackney.
Yeah.
Trendy, you know? You wouldn't want to live there.
It's the Newark of L.A.
It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
I like that I know things about what you're talking about.
It's good. Well, yeah. You're American, so you should know.
No, people don't know anything about these. They don't know what's going on.
No, it's true. That's the trouble, because we now live in a knowledgeless society. Do you not find that? That people now don't know anything because they haven't done anything. And also...
They haven't left the house.
No, but also they're not curious enough. And they think... I had a producer once when I was working at Talk Radio who said, why do I need to know anything? I can just Google it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went, what? Well, you can't just Google things you don't know, because you have to know what it is you're Googling, surely, right?
Yes, yes.
So there's a fundamental flaw.
Like, I know Long Beach because I actually lived in L.A. for yeah. a year, and I worked in Long Beach.
Did you?
Yeah, for a short yeah. period of time.
Right.
And it
used to be like it was a freight terminal, didn't it? I mean, it was
yeah, it was industrial. The beach. It was the beach.
Yeah.
Maybe San Pedro was like the port,
yeah.
but also Long Beach, and it could have been something. Mm. And I think at one time it was going to be something,
yeah.
and then it sort of desiccated.
Yeah. And then there's all those Huntington Beach, all those other beaches.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, really is beautiful. I quite like California, but I don't think I could ever live there.
Yeah.
Because we stayed, when we were there, we stayed in Newport Beach.
Right, right, right.
Which is very posh and quite sort of suburban.
My mother was the bookkeeper for the America's Cup team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is the boating thing.
Yeah.
And
That was quite posh.
So she was just the book. No.
But you don't get involved in the America's Cup unless you're posh, do you?
It's a job. She's not my mother was, she was sort of pretend posh. She wasn't posh. They're Brooklyn people. They're Brooklyn Jews. I'm gonna start crying.
The Brooklyn Yacht Club.
Yeah,
very famously, exactly. Didn't enter the America's Cup.
No,
somebody stole the boat.
Coney Island. They couldn't get the boat on the subway train on the D train up to Manhattan.
Yeah,
that was my mother. But what were you talking about? That was interesting.
So I was talking about. So when he was born.
Yeah.
In Edgware General Hospital, which is now no more. I got 2 weeks off for paternity leave, right?
Right.
And after a week, I went back to work. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is shit. I can't be at home with a baby.
And how long were you married to that woman?
14 years altogether.
Yeah, see, that's what you've got to do. You've got to be very strong with women.
Yeah. I mean, but...
How old were the kids when you got divorced?
So when I got divorced from her, my daughter was about 12, and he was about... 8, I suppose.
8, yeah, that's maybe.
So 8 and 12, so he was a bit young.
That's, yeah.
They were both a bit young. I mean, it was horrible. It was not nice at all.
And whose idea to divorce? It was the mother's divorce. It was her idea.
No, it was mine.
Why?
She refused to give me a divorce.
Because you were old school and she knew better.
Well,
you
met somebody else.
You shouldn't have gotten divorced. You shouldn't have met somebody else.
Yeah, but I did. Unfortunately, that's what happens.
And it's unfortunately, usually nowadays, it's 75 or 90 to 95% of the women who decide.
Yeah, because they get bored with the man.
Because they're told, you go, girl, you got a boss girl, you know, he should love you, he should give you more money.
I find that happens when once the kids are a bit older now with a lot of women, and then when they get to be like 45, they suddenly go, well, this is shit, my life is shit, I'm going to find something new.
I don't think the kids. My kids were 3 and 1 when this happened.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is after you already offered to stay home and look after them.
I was staying home.
So that didn't work then, at all.
I didn't stay home because of her, to make her love me.
Right.
So I didn't do that.
But you stayed home to make them love you.
No, so that they weren't mentally effed up. Because the more time you spend, this is the most important thing. This is, of everything that I say in my entire life, this is one of the most important things. Is the more time you spend with a baby, the less time you have to spend with the adult.
Well, as they get older, you mean?
As they get older.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you
I was described as I was not described as a bad father.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was a great father, but I was all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a man is as good a father as the mother wants him to be.
Yeah.
The mother has to paint the picture. Your father is such a great guy. He's going, making money for us, he's feeding us. I remember when I was a kid, my mother would say, don't speak to your father, he hasn't had his dinner yet.
Right.
Don't speak to your father, he's eating his dinner.
Yeah.
Don't speak to your father, he's just had his dinner.
See, my upbringing was much more sort of, I would say, bohemian than that, because my parents were quite kind of free thinkers, you know?
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Right.
I didn't have to, but he called his father sir. So his, like my grandfather.
So he was rebelling against that.
I guess, maybe, yeah. Because he used to call his father sir.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Which is kind of, you know, but that was at the time, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, we lived in a flat, which a lot of people found a bit weird, because they were like, why do you live in a flat? And I'm like, well, because I don't know, that's where we live.
We
didn't have we never had a house. I never lived in a place with stairs inside. I only had stairs like outside.
Is that like what do they call that when you've been denied that you have a derivative, you've got deficiency?
I'm described by the mother of my two younger children as somebody doesn't. She's like, you don't care where you live, and I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, you know, most people want to have a house and settle down and build something. I couldn't care less.
I've given up that dream.
Yeah, but you know, I've owned houses, I've sold them, I've given them away, I've lost them. You know, I've made money on some of them. But it's never driven me in any way. I'd say I actually don't care where I live.
Right, but how does that have to do with your kids?
I think kids then take a view of that from their, you know, upbringing. You know, is the family home the home kind of thing?
Yeah.
And if there is no family home, or if the family home isn't great,
right,
then they maybe have the same. If maybe they have the same attitude.
So see, I moved into my care. Wife, into my wife's home,
right,
and that's a mistake. And I moved to this country. Which was
well, you did that in spades, because you not only moved into her place, you moved into her country.
Into her country.
Why did she come the other way?
Because she didn't want to. Because she didn't really love me that much. She just wanted to have the kids. I don't know if I should talk about her. I'm not going to mention her name. She's actually said, "Do not talk about me," a million times.
Well, then don't.
A million times.
I don't want to get into trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to get.
I mean, I don't necessarily talk that much about my personal life because it's not anybody's business. But I will tell the odd story just because it's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but not the denigration of the. I was once accused of being like a Victorian husband because I said to the woman who was having my children.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to change the way I live. I said, you know, I'm not going to change
what
I do. I'm going to work. I'm going to still go to the pub. I'll come home when I've finished at the pub, you know.
Did you believe that when you said that to her? And did you live that way?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still got up in the middle of the night to feed the baby if I needed to.
Right.
You know, if I was home.
But that's actually what women want. Women want to be told this. They want to be told the rules.
Yeah. Well, and I don't trust men that really, really love children. I just don't trust them.
I don't love children.
Wrong with them.
But I love my own kids.
Well, it's okay if you love them, but if you like spend all
and
your
I
time
work my way into a friend
about them and, and like hanging out with them all the time.
Yeah,
it's not what men do.
No,
I mean,
it
I feel about small children.
It yes.
I like my grown-up children.
I thought I treat it as an experiment. You know, it's just like you've got like little babies there and, you know, you've got to do something.
You know,
and you've
not.
Got some woman telling you, you don't know anything, you should read the books. I'm a woman, I know this.
Yeah, right.
I didn't like that.
No.
And so I found out I know 10 times more than any woman out there. It was interesting. It's like we're doing this little thing, whatever this thing is. It's like you're learning the different things.
No, you are. But again, you know, it depends on what you're doing outside of it. If you were not doing anything else, obviously you're immersed in it and you love it.
And women don't respect that. And you were.
In my case, I would be on the phone. Somebody would call me. You know, Gianni Versace shot. And I'd be shouting down the phone, do this, do that, you know, there'd be kids running around, dogs, you know, and I don't care. I've got to talk on the phone.
And didn't she say to take a look after the kids?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. You don't even know.
Well, I can't remember. But, I mean, I can tell you a story of a friend of mine who was a reporter on the Daily Express, and he was married to a woman who's quite famous, actually.
Yeah.
So I better not mention who he is. But he was deputized, she was an actress, he was deputized to look after the baby, who was about 10, 12 months old or something at the time. And he got a call from the office to say, we need you to go to Amsterdam. And most people would go, well, I can't go because I'm looking after the baby. And he was like, okay then. So he left the baby in the living room, shut the door, and went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And she came home at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And the kid had been left there.
Yeah. And divorced him like immediately. At the end of the marriage. But he was like, I have to go to Amsterdam. You know, there was no choice. But in fact, if he'd said to the boss, look, I can't go, I'm looking after the baby, they'd have gone, all right, fine.
And can I tell you the truth? She still would have divorced him.
Yeah, maybe.
She would have divorced him because she thinks this guy doesn't care about money.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
They'd find a reason.
Steve cares a lot about money, our friend Steve, but you don't care about, you know, and I married you. Where's the money going to come from? Mike, you know, your kids are going to go to Peckham Academy. They're going to go to Peckham Academy. They're going to get
that threat.
That was the fear of everything. I remember I came home from a gig and she asked me, how did it go? And I said, it was a filming thing. And then she said, it didn't go very well. I was like almost crying. It was like horrible. It was like how I feel right now, like no sleep because I
You don't have any sleep?
No, I hadn't had any sleep.
Why?
Because I was looking after the kid.
No, I mean now they're away from the show.
Because I saw a picture of the other guy, the guy who I'm replacing, and I'm thinking, I'm out the door. And I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
And she said to me, and she just starts screaming at me, our kids are going to go to Peckham Academy. They're going to be knifed in Peckham Academy. Women are horrible. They're absolutely.
She's done it again. How far?
Because that's when you mention it. You do the right thing by just saying, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it.
I think so. Well, yes. Then everybody knows where they are, right?
Yeah.
In that point.
Not where everybody knows. It just lets her know that you're your own, you're a boss. And you can't make a woman happy, so you might as well be happy yourself.
That's true. I think that applies to anyone. You can't make anyone else happy.
Yes, you can.
They have to make their own happiness.
No, yeah. Women especially.
It's like you can't
women
wait
especially.
For someone to make you happy either. Yeah. You have to make your own happy.
Would you stop me from talking like this?
Yeah, I'll try.
We were going to
talk about food.
We will talk about food. Look at how great I look. We will talk about
it. You do look great.
You look.
How much time we got?
20 minutes.
20 minutes in or 20 minutes to go?
In.
So we've got 10 minutes left. You were asking me about my food habits earlier.
I'm not interested in that. Because you're not. Because I want to help you. Because
why?
Because I know you care about it. I can sense you care about it a little bit.
About what?
About not being fat.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah. And so...
But I know what I need to do.
No, you don't. You have a trainer who tells you to do stupid stuff. You're eating stupid stuff.
Well, no, because he's already got a proven track record of making me lose weight.
Of making you lose weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how difficult has it been? You've got to sit there
Not
and
that
exercise.
Difficult, actually. Not that difficult.
Why are you arguing with me?
I like arguing.
You like
I love arguing. I say that to people all the time. Because unfortunately, when you're me, I go out and, and occasionally meet people, and they all want to have an argument with me. And I always say to them, don't do that.
Why, because you're argumentative?
Because they think that I think I'm argumentative, or they think I think I'm good at it, which I am.
Yeah.
Right? And I always say to them, don't, if you want to argue with me, that's fine, but you'll lose, one, and also, two, I'll probably say something really horrible to you, which will haunt you for the rest of your life.
But these are people who want an argument.
Yeah, but they don't expect it to go that way.
Yes, they do.
They don't realize.
I
had a guy.
And then they could say, because you're potentially, you could become even more famous than you are now. You're semi-famous.
I guess.
Yeah.
People recognize me in the street.
That means you're famous.
Okay.
Right? But, they want to say, I had an argument.
Yeah, and I beat him in an argument.
Yeah.
I had a guy once, right, when I went to...
Or even if they didn't beat you, you could say, I've had an argument.
Yeah.
I had sex with Madonna. It wasn't good sex, but I had sex. That's not true.
I didn't think it was.
No.
Sorry. But I told you I interviewed a guy that had sex.
Yes, and then his wife. I even remember
I
that. Yeah.
Must have still been in your head, you see.
I've actually watched last week's show.
Have you ever had sex with anybody famous?
I've had
question.
Well, let me just count up. No.
Excellent.
Who's that?
I don't think I have either.
No. I don't know. I mean, no, I don't think
I
have.
Famous? No, I don't think I have.
Either.
No, but So I got into an argument with this guy.
Yeah.
He got so upset with me that he tried to strangle me.
Really? Grabbed a hold of you?
Yeah. I was at a rugby match, actually, and we'd been, it was one of these hospitality type things, and we were going back to London in the car.
Yeah.
And he just jumped on me.
Yeah.
In the car, he was like sitting opposite me. It was one of those V wagons.
Well, that's happened to me where people
and
he's have...
like jumped on me and was like with his hands around my throat. And I was like, he's actually going to kill me if I don't get him,
right.
Fight him off.
Well, why do you think that is?
Because I really annoy people.
Do you really? But
I
you
do.
Don't know. You don't annoy people as much as I annoy people.
No, I really annoy people a lot.
Do you think you annoy people more than me? You've achieved.
I don't know how much you annoy people, but I don't find you annoying.
Yeah. Maybe you are more annoying than me.
I mean, certainly there are women who find me extremely annoying.
Right.
And.
Am I laughing too much on the thing here?
No.
I'm not, okay.
I think it's because people have a sense that I'm a bit kind of self-absorbed and possibly don't give a shit about anybody else. I think that's why they get annoyed.
Yeah, I'll have to pay. I should pay more attention to you. I mean, I know. I don't know. You don't strike me.
But if I don't annoy you, it's a good thing.
You don't annoy me.
Right.
Because you remind me, and I don't mean this in a bad way, like my dad. You're kind of like my dad.
All right. You know? I don't mind that.
Yeah. Like, you're a very knowledgeable guy. I mean, what you did at the thing, that they fired you, whatever, that was, I mean, were they annoyed with you there? Or did they feel like
I think they just didn't know what to do.
Right.
Because they were trapped in this kind of world of wokery.
Yeah, yeah, went, yeah.
Somebody's complained about something that's happened.
And we have to, we have to punish you.
And we don't know what to do. And I said, well, I didn't do it. And they went, well, okay, then you'll have to prove you didn't do it. And I went, all right, well.
But your excuse you used was a bit rubbishy.
Well, that's what you say, but yeah. No, that's not mine.
Was it true?
Yeah, of course.
That somebody took over your computer.
Yeah.
That no one believes that.
Well, they don't have to believe it. You know, I say this to people all the time. It's like, how many times have you spoken to people who've been hacked?
Yeah.
How many fucking companies have been hacked?
Right.
They still don't know who did it. They don't know why it happened.
Right.
It happened.
And because you're right wing, there's a lot of these, a lot of negative.
There's a lot of people that didn't want me doing what I was doing.
Right.
And there's all sorts of people who now get hacked. You know, people get hacked on Twitter all the time. You ever seen those messages that you get from somebody going, please vote for me in this podcast?
Right, right, right. Right?
That's a hack. If you click on that, you get screwed and you lose everything.
Is that right?
Yeah. It happened to my friend Donald.
He
clicked on it by mistake because he wasn't paying attention. I've had it happen to me before when I had
where I feel good that I don't care about other people.
I had a PC once, all right, and I clicked on a Facebook message.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be from Nick Ferrari, who's a guy that I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it turned out it was not Nick Ferrari, it was a fake Nick Ferrari. And I clicked on this link and my whole computer became sort of toxic. And every key meant
something,
you pressed a key and something didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then every time you tried to go to Google, it redirected you to ask Jeeves. It was very weird.
So what happened?
So in the end, I had to get somebody to completely sweep it clean.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a virus. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why people do it. I don't know what they get out of it. I don't know, you know, but it happens.
Well, it's happened to me.
People say to me, well, nobody believes your story. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit, really, because that's my story.
Okay, all right, I don't know. I didn't believe it.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of people didn't believe it.
But it's like when I got fired from GB News, because, you know, you never know why you're fired, really. No. Would you say that's true?
And I mean, the thing is, there were plenty of reasons for them to have fired me. I was getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
They saved a bunch of money by getting rid of me.
Right.
They didn't give me any money to go.
No, nothing.
Nothing. No. They just said, you're out of contract. That's it. Bye-bye. Yeah. And I didn't have any. I mean, lawyers were saying to me, you know, you could sue them. I'm like, yeah, but if I sue them, you'll get half the money, and it'll just be a load of rancor for 2 years. What's the fucking
right?
Point, you know,
and then somebody else will know that you're the kind who sues them.
Right, and also you're going to
is that right?
The Murdoch Empire. What's the point? You know.
And, yeah.
So it's unresolvable, something like that, because that, and I think there were once they got into a trap, which was that somebody complained that I was a racist, and if that person who happens to complain you're a racist is black, they have nowhere to go.
It's like with the women.
So they have to go, well, we have to go with the black guy.
Yeah.
You know?
So and it's also, your name is tarnished.
Yeah.
Because people take that stuff seriously.
Well, you know, at one point, when we were still kind of in negotiations about whether, you know, whatever it is they wanted to look at my phone, and I was like, do you know what, if I go back now, it'll be crap, because they'll be watching me, they'll be waiting for me to say something else that they don't like.
Yeah,
they'll be, you know, all over me like a rash. They'll probably tell me I can't say certain things and I can't do certain things. So I was just, in the end, I was just like, you know what, I just want to get out and go.
And if they don't want you, you know.
Well, I thought it was pretty bad that after working there for 18 years.
Oh, you were there for 18 years?
I mean, they hadn't owned it for 18 years, but I'd worked from TalkSport all the way through for 18 years. That after 18 years of not really doing anything wrong,
yeah,
they suddenly questioned something that I'd done, and they didn't take my word for the fact that I didn't do it. I thought that was pretty crappy.
People are horrible.
But they are.
They're like women.
And also, the point about corporations is that that's what they do, which is why
that's what people do, not just corporations.
No, but corporations have no soul. They have no heart.
Some of them don't.
None of them do. They just don't.
Well, how can they? Because it's a business entity.
It's a machine, but they should. But a good corporation should look after the people that have done things that are good.
Right.
Right. And if they did something wrong, then they should take that into account against all the other stuff.
But they're not the owners, and they're so far away from the owners.
The owners would have cared, to be honest. You know, I think it was a local, what they would call a local difficulty in a massive international corporation. Although I was told that it was discussed at board level.
Yeah.
Which I was quite pleased about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's interesting, too.
At least it went high enough up the chain to be, you know.
It's like how I got fired.
What did you get fired for?
I called a guy fat. I said, I can't talk to him. He's fat.
What's wrong with that? Is it somebody we know?
It was this guy, James Matheson.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That Labour guy.
Yeah, the Labour guy.
He's a complete twat.
Yeah. Well, he was calling Israel genociders.
He's a fucking idiot.
And he was
anti-American. I never would have had him on the show, but I did a show with Dan Wooten on election night.
Yeah.
Make a good election, and he came on that.
Yeah.
And made some quip about me visiting red light districts.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of a weird thing to accuse me of doing. Because it's one, not something I do, and also two, it's not something you would say about someone.
Yeah.
And I thought about really mincing him and saying, well, you wouldn't go anywhere near a fucking red light district because nobody would want to shag you. You're too fucking fat. I nearly said it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have fired me for that from Dan Wooten's show, because it's true.
Well, not from Dan Wooten. That's Dan Wooten. But
Wooten.
Whatever it is.
But he is fat. He's hideous, actually.
Well, he's an anti-Semite.
Well, because he's a left-winger.
A left-winger,
They're all anti-Semites.
And he was bad-mouthing America, and I was having problems. That's why I want to come in person. I don't like to come down the line.
Yeah, no, of course.
It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Or it could be. There's lots of other reasons, because I got into a fight with somebody who works there.
Uh-huh.
Over something, and
they need to be a lot less precious, don't they? These people.
Well, like, we're in a wartime, and there's no middle ground. Mm. You know, you got to be on one side or the other. I also thought I'm too important. People like me too much. This is what I thought. I don't even know how I thought this, but I thought I'm Louis Schaefer, and you can't think like that. Well, maybe you can.
Well, you can.
But what happens if you do? They fire you.
Well, yeah, that's the trouble, is they don't like, they want you to be outspoken, but then when you get too outspoken, they don't like it.
Right.
Which is the dilemma, isn't it?
And you become too famous if you're too outspoken, and people like you. They only like you when you're outspoken. Yeah. They don't like you if you don't say anything.
Right.
So.
Well, this is the thing, if you're just Mr. Bland, then you might as well just be on the BBC.
Right.
With all those other blind.
Because people are always asking me. It's like, why did my wife divorce me? What one thing could it be? You know, there's always a million reasons, which they never tell you
Did she give a reason? Because when I got divorced, I think we did irreconcilable differences, which my lawyer told me was it could be almost anything.
Yeah. I don't want to marry. I don't want to be married to you.
It could be like, you know, because at one point, the only divorce I've ever had, she claimed that she wasn't going to divorce me on the grounds that she was a Catholic. Yeah. And I was like, well, I can give you a couple of reasons why she is not a particularly, you know...
Catholic?
What's the word?
Religious.
Devout. Catholic. Which I don't want to obviously repeat here, but... And my lawyer just went, she doesn't have to give permission for you to get divorced. You can just divorce her.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
So what's one of the...
You can just say irreconcilable difference. She said, which could even be something as simple as... She puts my socks in the wrong drawer.
I tell you what's the most amazing thing is that the fact you do not want to divorce her, let's say, and she wants to divorce you, is an irreconcilable difference.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could, for any reason, you can get divorced.
Yeah.
And they don't slow it down. The process goes, it's over in 28 days or whatever.
Yeah.
You got 7 days to respond
I
to
mean,
it.
I think ours was in the High Court, but eventually...
What, on I. Holborn?
Yeah, but eventually it was granted, the divorce was granted in Swindon for some reason, because we lived in Wiltshire.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, done locally there.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought my divorce was going to be out in Bromley, and then they brought it over to High Holborn.
Yeah, because I think it's a family court there or something like that.
There's a family court in Bromley.
Because there are kids involved, you have to go through the family court again.
They just said, you know, we're closer to our legal office.
Oh.
The whole thing was a huge mistake. I would say this.
Well, getting divorced was a mistake.
It was a really bad mistake. It was a bad mistake for her. It was a bad mistake for me. I should have.
Did she get remarried?
She hasn't gotten remarried. She kind of has a boyfriend now. I mean, she's. The fact is, it's a huge mistake. Never. You can't get. Because divorce is miserable.
It isn't great.
It isn't great.
Some people try and sell it to you, though, as a good thing.
Well, they sell it to the women, like, yeah, it'll be unbelievable.
You know, don't worry, you can get on really well with the kids, and everything's fine.
And you'll be getting laid. You're telling these women who are 45, 50 years old that they're going to get guys. No one's interested.
Well, they can if they look halfway decent.
Yes, and they keep the kids totally out of it, you know? Like, pretend that they don't even have kids.
Yeah.
No, the misery. Women, I think... it destroyed me.
I think divorce is a lot more miserable than people will tell you.
Yes.
Before you do it, right?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people who will say, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my friends got divorced and they get on really well now and the kids are fine. And
yeah.
Like, no, nobody's fine.
No.
It's really not a good thing.
No.
Right?
No. The guy is super, super angry. But like with me, I just pretended that everything was all right, whatever you like.
Yeah.
Because I read a book about this. And she's thinking, there are no good men for me, but
do
I'm going to find.
That we were better off when, like in my parents' generation, for example, I mean, my mother said to me when she was older, that after my father died, actually, she said, you know, I think if I was now living, you know, if I'd been your age, I probably would have got divorced.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but they didn't think about that because they stayed together because that's what people did. And she was like, you know, I probably should have divorced
because him. It was smart not to get divorced.
But no, but also it was kind of not the done thing.
Not just that. People knew better than to get divorced. They knew. Like my parents got divorced. My mother was almost 70 years old.
So that's quite unusual for you.
That is really unusual.
Generation.
And it ended ugly.
Yeah.
You know, it ended, she just was totally destroyed by it.
Yeah.
And she thought, you know, and I thought it was the right thing for my father to do whatever they did. And in retrospect...
And why did they get divorced then?
Because she...
Not because of anybody else?
No, I think maybe. Maybe he had like a girlfriend or something.
Mm.
Possibly. I think they got divorced because he was... and she was crazy. Crazy. No, I mean, literally crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, if a woman acted oddly, she was crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's the man's fault, man made him this way.
Well, except if you're a man, in which case we all talk about how crazy women are.
But we keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Because people think that we're like insane.
Well, yeah, because that's a misogynistic thing to say now, if you say she's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Right.
And my mother was considered crazy.
Yeah.
Was she considered... All the things that she did, the mother of my... I'm not going to say this about the mother of my children, but you can see the women... This is the things that women do. They become very... Like, you know, Pooch was talking about how his wife is, like, screaming at him.
Yeah.
That's, like, so normal.
Right. It is normal.
And because a man is thinking, oh, my wife is going to love me the way she loved me when she first met me.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's why now I'm quite happy to live alone.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite happy not to have anybody screaming at me.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day. Because I annoy people so much.
No, it's not that you annoy people.
No, well, I do, though. But
this is what women do. There's no way you can calm them down.
No.
What they would say, why aren't you arguing with me? I married you to argue with me, and you're not arguing with me.
Well, why aren't you paying attention to me?
Yeah, you're not paying attention to me.
Why aren't you doing something?
Or you're paying too much attention to me. Or everything's about your kids. What about my kids?
Yeah. It's a funny old world, because... You know, you always want something perhaps that you don't have. I'm at that point now where I don't feel like that anymore. I don't want something I don't have. I'm quite happy with what I do.
Yeah,
You know?
Like it was, on my Wikipedia page, it's like, mentions me hunting for girls. Not hunting, but
hunting.
Not hunting. That's the way I saw it. Like that I was looking for my next partner.
Okay. No, and I'm not.
Totally not. I'd like to have a lot of little partners.
Yeah.
Not one big partner.
And then
partner.
They can leave.
Like, and yes, they can come and visit. Maybe I could feed them lunch.
Yeah, maybe dinner.
Maybe even dinner. No, that's too much.
You don't want them there in the morning.
No. No, you don't. You don't. You don't want... But then they move in. Next thing you know, you can't find your shoes.
That's true. Yeah. Or you've taken over the drawers.
Yeah, well, because...
you've got no more drawers left.
Yes.
No
yes.
Space.
Yes, and is that...
Now why do you need any space anyway?
Yeah.
You haven't got anything to wear.
Exactly. This is not your stuff. You've got to clean out your drawer. Well, what's his name? Michael McIntyre talked about that. But that's every single woman is that way. Yeah. They take over your entire world.
Oh, yeah.
They
move everything. You put something down, it gets moved.
Right? It gets moved. And they don't treat it as being that important.
Yeah. My sister's bad, actually, like that. I used to go to Connecticut quite a lot for Christmas when the kids were little. And somebody bought me one year a pair of, Apple headphones in the days when they still had a wire, you know.
Yeah.
And they're in a box. I came down the next day, Boxing Day. Where's the, what happened to my headphones? She went, oh, I think I threw out the box. I'm like, the headphones were in the box.
Yeah.
I've already taken it to the dump. I was like, oh, I'll go and get it out of the bin. No, she's not only just put it in the bin,
right.
Taken the bin to the dump. And
at the day after
the
Christmas.
Next day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
They won't even say they're sorry.
She wasn't sorry.
No.
No.
And even if she felt sorry, like, she'd blame you for making her feel bad and saying her
you
so.
You shouldn't have left them there. I'm like, what do you mean I shouldn't have left? I left them there because I wanted to come get them today.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take them to bed with me.
Well, do you know why they call you know why they call it Boxing Day?
It used to be.
No, I mean, here's a joke coming.
Oh, it's about boxing.
No, it's about like it's the day you want to box your family.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a joke?
Where's Charlotte gone, by the way? Because
I don't know. This thing goes on forever.
It's supposed to finish after half an hour. She's disappeared.
I know.
I don't know how to stop it.
I think press a button. Actually, my son might know that.
I mean, so, I could probably figure it out, but I don't want to press the wrong button and cut everything off.
Well, she's going to edit it, right?
Well, I guess so. She's going to edit. Stop talking.
Or just say this has been a great show.
It has been a great. I'm trying to see if there's a clock anywhere, but I can't see. If
every time I can say bad things about my ex-wife and other
women.
She
listens to what you do.
I do not want you talking about me.
Right. You might get a stiff letter from a lawyer.
Yeah, could be.
With regard to your recent podcast.
Or it's gotten to the point now she'll just tell my children to say, I don't want your father talking about me. All your father does is complain about me. It's like, it's like horrible.
Yeah. My ex-wife was a bit like that.
So you've had two wives?
No, it was one. I didn't marry the second one.
But you've got kids.
Kids with the second one.
That means that's being married. That's being married.
Kind of, yeah.
If they control your stuff and your kids are your stuff, then...
For a while, she did.
Yeah, but even
but
like...
not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore now, but it's one point she says, I don't want you to see your kids. Then you are married. It doesn't matter whether you have a piece of paper or not. Right?
She actually never did say that, though.
She because you... Better. Because, yeah, but no, she wasn't better. You were better. You had learned your lesson with the first one.
I'm not sure about that. The first one was bad.
Yeah, why? But why was the second one not bad? It's like
she's a nicer woman.
No, that's what you think.
I do know because I know that.
No, you treated her differently, and she saw that you were willing to walk away from your first wife.
Yeah, that's true.
And that put the because a lot of women think this guy's never going to leave me. They think that because they think they're unbelievable. So the fact that you like me, I couldn't walk away because they were like little babies. Yeah. So she thought that I was like. More in love with. I don't want to talk about her anymore.
No.
I do want to. I do want to.
End it now, right? But I don't know what to do. I can't see a clock. I can't. I don't want to.
I think one of those buttons. You just press.
I think I'm just going to get up and see what we do. I can't see where it is. There's nothing here that's recording. It's recording there, but I don't know whether that's that.
Stop, stop. No.
Yeah, I don't want to hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we've ended it is good. Let me see if I can find something.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No